Now, just for a few moments, I'd like us to think a little bit about how we are not independent in life, how we have to depend upon other people. Just think for a moment, in what way do you depend upon other people the most? Food, I think that's a very good one. Very few of us grow food in our gardens these days. I expect older members of the congregation probably remember a television program called The Good Life, where there was a couple called Barbara and Tom Good, and they decide that they want to opt out of the rat race and they want to become self-sufficient. And so suddenly in the middle of suburbia, there appear lots of chickens, and I think even a cow was given to them as a Christmas present once by their next door neighbors. And they try as hard as they can to become self-sufficient, and they get quite a long way down it in terms of growing food, but they still find sometimes that there are some things they have to depend upon other people for. What else do we depend upon other people for other than food? Who services their own car? No, I don't service my own motorbike either. What else would we think about? Who transport general, yes, yeah. If we don't have our own vehicles, then we rely on other people to transport us about. Who would feel happy sort of replacing some of the pipes in their house? No, I don't see any volunteers so far. So we depend upon all sorts of people. In what sense do we depend upon one another, do you think? Yes? Family? Yes, that's very good. Children are dependent upon their parents, because you're not earning an income at the moment, you're being educated, and so you're depending upon your parents to teach you about the world and to provide for you until you're able to do so for yourself. So that's a very important way in which we depend upon one another. And perhaps at the other end of the scale, sometimes when people are elderly or have some disability, they may be dependent upon other people to actually care for them later on in life. There's all sorts of ways. And the Bible also talks about the way in which we are interdependent. Can anybody think of any pictures that the Bible uses to indicate how we're dependent upon one another? Yes. Yep, stones on top of each other, and we actually see that in one of our readings today. That refers to a building and how we're all part of a building. There's another one where the passage talks about it wouldn't be any good if every part of our body was an eye or an ear or a leg or so and so. So it refers to the community of Christian people as being analogous to a body, so being similar to a body. So we all have our part to play. I expect after the service somebody counts up the money for you here and banks it, so that person is playing an important role. And usually, and I see it's likely to happen today as well, somebody prepares coffee and so on for people to drink after the service. So there's all sorts of ways in which we fit together, and it's important that we try and understand that. We're going to speak a little bit about that later on as we read a couple of passages from Scripture. Okay, thank you.